getting comfortable behind closed eyes, sitting upright and at ease, or if laying down, making a strong determination to stay vigilant, to stay awake. And at the same time, embracing all the relaxation that we can. Beginning with the intention, the reason that we do this practice. Everybody here in this space has a wish for more peace and more ease and more joy and less suffering, both for oneself and for the world. And really embracing that skillful desire. That wholesome desire, that wholesome drive to train the mind, to train the heart, and to open both. And if you'd like to offer yourself some gentle phrases, may I be happy, may I be at peace, may I be free, you can use that tool. And if you would prefer just to experiment with the body, find out what does goodwill and loving kindness feel like in the body. And perhaps you can just generate that sense of openness and ease and joy, that caring, and let it fill up the whole body, let it fill up the whole breath. And let this be the platform on which you sit. Let it be the pillow on which you lay. May I be happy and peaceful. May we be happy and peaceful. And as we overflow with happiness and peace and ease, may it cover all of the other beings in this world. May we overflow into all of our circles, at work and at home and among family and friends. May our peace and ease and joy and caring and freedom touch everybody that we meet. This is a wholesome desire. And with this wholesome intention, come to the breath, a place to rest and a place to train and to important tool on this path. Whether it's at the nostrils or at the belly or in the chest. Your job is to get very curious. Microscopic observation and trace the edges. Trace the contours of the breath. All the way through the in-breath, taking care to notice the pauses between the entire out-breath. Even those tiny edges of desiring to breathe in, where the mind turns, the body turns, and desires to breathe out and is ready to breathe out. Just noticing everything that's involved in a breath. Whenever the mind wanders to whatever it is, whether it is a sensation in the body, whether it's a complex emotional process in the mind, if it's a sound, if it's an internal or external vision, if it's a smell, a fantastically alluring memory or fantasy, your only greeting with compassion and joy in your heart and peace is just to say, this is not mine. This is not myself. Letting go of the need to identify with every little thing that comes up in the mind and body. It's not that you can't acknowledge it. It may not even be that it's not important. It's just that when you identify with it, you limit. You make yourself small. Every thought, every sensation in the body is arising and passing away. Anicca rises and passes away. Some things with incredible velocity and some take a lot longer, but they arise and they pass away. Anytime that we identify with something that arises and passes away, we bring suffering closer to ourselves. Every death brings with it a certain heartbreak, a certain pain. Every identification leads to a death. So just greeting with, this is not mine. this is not myself, and coming back to home base with the breath. And this is what you do for the next period of meditation. Sit on a foundation of joy and peace and self-care. You bring stillness to the mind by using the breath. And you bring about a constant reminder, this is not mine, this is not myself, to whatever else it is that arises. Don't make yourself small. Let whatever processes arise, arise and pass. This is not mine. And this is not myself. Refocusing that attention on the breath, really getting intimate, there are few things more powerful than to be totally intimate with something in a non-sexual way, just to approach with closeness and curiosity, profound desire to know the nature of something. And the breath holds all of the wisdom that we are seeking on this path. It can teach us about the Four Noble Truths and the Eightfold Path. It can teach us about anicca, dukkha, anatta, about impermanence, unsatisfactoriness, and not self. It teaches us about the state of the body and the state of the mind. It teaches us about life and death. Right now, everything else, this is not mine. This is not myself. The Buddha asked the assembly of monks, are things permanent or impermanent, friends? Impermanent, Bhante. Are things which are impermanent pleasant or unpleasant? Are they satisfying or unsatisfying? Unpleasant, Bhante. Is it fitting to say about that which is impermanent, inconstant and always changing, that which is unpleasant and unsatisfying, is it fitting to say, this is mine, this is myself, this is what I am? No, Bhante. Letting go of all of those things that make us smaller. Pressing pause on everything else that's not this moment and this breath. Platform of peace, breath of stillness. Letting go of identification in the mind. Letting go of satkaya ditti, letting go of the view of self as a thing, as this body. There's always a fear that if we stop identifying with this body and this mind, that there will be nothing. And the Buddha's teaching is that there is something between something and nothing. And that is where the self lies. The breath can teach you about that which is between something and nothing. The sound of the bell echoes the truth of impermanence.